Is this Rex?
Yes, it is.
This is Rachel Brown from Rombook Writing.
Yeah, hi, Rachel.
How are you, Rex?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Signed up for book publishing services, right? A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I was hoping if you're still interested.
No. I'll tell you why. I've been working with Josh Baker.
Okay.
And he has totally misunderstood everything I've been trying to do all the way down the line. I've lost weeks and weeks of time and $300 for something that I did not ask for.
Okay. Who are you talking
to? I gave him a manuscript called Poof, P-O-O-F.
Okay.
He started editing it. I did not want it edited. I wanted it written. I wanted to finish writing about 150 pages.
You wanted ghostwriting, you're saying?
Yes, that's right. That's all I wanted was ghostwriting. And then we'd talk about editing it. But I wanted it ghostwriting. And instead, he started editing it and not edited the way I wanted.
Oh, I am so sorry about that.
That's his fault. That's his fault, and it's going to land on a company losing my business because, I don't have time to mess with a month of wasted time.
Yeah, I know, I understand. When did this happen?
Well, I just got a copy of what the editing just 2 days ago, I think it was. And when this all started happening was my fault. I gave him too much business. I need to do some marketing. I need to do some editing on books. I need to finish a book. And so on. And I gave him too many projects.
Okay.
And he got them all wrong.
Okay.
So, I don't know how many times, how many emails I went through with him to get it straight, and he never got it straight.
What can I help you with? Just tell me. I might be able to help
you.
What can I help you?
Rachel, I still need Poof written. I need 150 pages worth of writing done.
Okay.
I don't need anything edited.
I got what you're trying to say. Did you pay for it?
Yeah, I paid for it, $300. That's what I was told it would cost.
Okay, who was dealing with you before Josh?
Josh was, wait a minute. There was another guy.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember.
Kurt? Oh, wait a minute. I don't remember the fellow's name, and I can't pull it up on my website right now because my computer is not.
Completely fine. So you paid for it, you wanted ghostwriting, and they did editing of that text. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, it was $300 for the ghostwriting, and then I don't know if it was 300 more for editing or 150 more for editing. I forget now, but editing is the least of my concerns right now. I need the book written. I need it finished.
When did this happen, though? Like this year?
What with Josh?
Yeah,
about 2 months ago, a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay. You don't remember who was dealing with you before Josh, right?
No, Josh Baker. That's the man I've been talking with.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, all right, Rex, I understand. I'm just going to talk to Josh about it, and he can just, fill you up properly. Because it seems like this is a very big miscommunication. Because, Kylie, you want to...
I'm sorry, Rachel, I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay, I was saying I will talk to Josh, and I will resolve this problem, because it's kind of like a miscommunication. We don't usually do that, because the contract contains everything. So it does not make sense if you didn't need editing and the editing was done and you wanted ghostwriting, it wasn't done. So I'll just talk to Rex. I will talk to Josh. Sorry, Rex. And he can just email you and we can do something about it. Don't worry about that because it still says that, basically we have a sheet and, it does not say that you're paid or whatever. And that's why I called you to take a follow-up. Of your book. And
it doesn't show me paying? I did pay. I got a receipt.
Yes. It says, no. The thing is, I was just taking a follow-up from people from my sheet. And it's I will just talk to Josh.
Well, I don't, to be, at this time, Rachel, I don't really need to be talking with Josh. Josh did not understand anything. He wasted too much time. I need somebody who's going to get this thing done for me. And then I have more. I have more things I need done, but it'll be one at a time now. It won't be everything at one time.
I understand. Do you have any other book? Or like, is this the only book?
Oh, yeah, I have another book. I have another book that needs to be finished on ghostwriting, but I don't know that I am going to turn it over to Noam. I have After Poof is finished writing, and I want to edit it. Then I have illustrations I'd rather do on my children's books.
Oh, amazing.
I need to get them out first before the next ghostwriting.
Okay, makes sense. I am just going to talk to Josh, and he's just going to – I will ask someone else to take your project. Is that okay?
Okay, thank you.
The communication can be resolved. And about the – I don't know if I am in the position to ask you about your new book, because it's like we just, the service that you got was just, I don't know what to say. I'm just embarrassed. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about it, Rex. But
Yeah, because I'm not going to, because of all I think Josh was trying to do was get me committed to do the publishing. And I'm not going to do that. No, that's not going to happen.
Okay,
but he was more concerned about getting that done and getting money and getting paid rather than helping me with, you know, the ghostwriting and then editing. And then, because I have three other books that need editing as well.
Yeah.
They've been edited. Each book has been edited at least once. And then I found mistakes. So I thought, well, I'm going to have, before I publish it, now I'm a publisher.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to make sure it's right. So.
The ghostwriting can be done, and you wanted to publish your book by yourself.
First.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I had the ghostwriting first. I want proof done.
Okay, perfect. I understand, Rex. But
okay.
I don't want to, like, I can't give you promises. I can't, like, it's all about trust. But you can trust Noam book writing. That's completely okay. You can call me. This is my number. And I can email you so that, you know, if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Go with our services, and I don't know if I'm in the position to say that, because, like, clearly the old work has not been done yet. But
yeah.
I was hoping if you still need the service, I'm just going to go and talk to Josh, and you could just tell me about your book, and we can start working on your book. You want the same thing?
Okay, well, yeah, because I gave him everything. I gave him the manuscript that I had, I think I wrote.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about
Seventy-some-odd pages.
Okay. We will work on that book. You don't need to worry about it. This is my promise to you. You don't need to worry.
Okay.
I'm just going to talk to Josh, and I'm going to ask him to start working on your book.
Okay.
It's paid already. And you're saying that, you know, you've paid $300, $150, and then $150. So that's like a chunk of amount, and we don't do that. If someone has paid, we make sure that, you know, the work is done as soon as possible and on the time that is given to the client. So you don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, all he did was started. You know what he did? I wrote down information about the book, what it's about, where it takes place. I did, you know, all of the stuff just so your writers would know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they edited. They edited that. And it's like, what?
Okay,
and I couldn't believe the editing. In that they started editing, then they'd cross it out what they wrote and write something more and cross that out. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know if I want you guys to edit anything. They're not good editors.
It was clearly good. This is just a miscommunication that I'm telling you, because
you
don't do that. And, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about it.
It started with Josh, because Josh, I told him so many times the same thing I'm telling you, and he couldn't understand it. He didn't get it right.
Okay. You don't.
Otherwise, I would not have gotten back a partially edited, you know, the first few pages.
I know. That's kind of absurd. Someone asking for ghostwriting, and it's just like editing is done. You don't need to worry about it. Yeah, that's kind of absurd.
Okay.
We won't do that. You don't need to worry about it. You can trust Noam book writing. I'm telling you. Because I've been working here.
I have never
heard anyone complaining about this, because it's completely a miscommunication. We don't do such.
Okay.
You know, this mishap.
Just let me know when you can how long it's going to take to get these 140 pages, you know, ghost written. I want to make sure that I'm going to. I got schedules in social media that's been waiting for this, so I just need to know some approximation.
You're talking about the one we're already working
Poof.
On, Josh is working on,
yeah,
right?
Poof.
Okay.
Right, Poof. P-O-O-F.
Okay, P-W-O-F. Okay, all right. I'm just going to go and talk. And about your, I wanted to know about your book, the one you're writing, or you're like, you want us to write? The new one, right?
Yeah.
What are your plans about that?
Well, no, this Poof is the one I'm talking about. I've already written 70-some-odd pages, and I want 140 more pages, approximately.
Okay.
And that's the one I need to finish. And it's
pages.
All about...
Uh-huh.
Huh?
You're done with 44 pages, and you want the book to be around 170 pages, right? That's what you're saying?
No. I've written 70-some-odd pages.
Okay.
And I want another 140 pages. I want to end up somewhere between 200 and 225 pages.
Okay. Amazing. Okay. You're talking about the new one, right? This is the new one. This is not the one you were talking to Josh about.
Yeah. This is the one I've been talking to Josh about. Poof.
Oh, okay, Rex.
This is it.
Yeah.
Instead, he started editing.
Okay.
But not the book. He just started editing my explanation of the book for your writers to go on. Ridiculous.
I don't know what to say, honestly, Rex. That's just too much to handle for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And what about, like, are you writing something else, or like this is the only?
Well, I'm a prolific author. I've always got something I'm writing, and I have another book, but I don't want to go there yet. I'm not until I get Poof. I'm not going forward with anything else.
Okay.
I want to see how you guys do and how you finish.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I'm ready to go to somebody else, but you called at a very opportune time. And if you can do what you're promising, wonderful. You can have Poof, and you can have the next book, because I would rather get my children's stories illustrated rather than write more novels right now. I'm kind of tired because I am taking care of my wife full time.
Okay.
I'm her caregiver. For the last 8 months after a double heart attack and after dying for a short period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I can't really write. So,
you don't need to worry about it. I'm telling you, I'm just going to go and talk to Josh, and you can just get this sorted. And about the new book,
okay.
You can call me. You can't trust me. You don't need to worry about it, because I'm telling you, this has never happened before. We don't usually
okay.
do it. I think this is just a miscommunication between you and Josh, or like with the person who was talking to you before Josh. So
yeah,
that's not the problem. You don't need to worry about it. I'm just going to go and talk to him, and we'll get your work done, okay? Is that a good idea?
Good, yeah.
And I hope...
That's a good idea. Just get me Poof. Get it written. Then we'll go from there.
Okay, perfect. That sounds amazing. That's completely fine. Since you have paid
okay.
for it, you have talked about it, and then like your work is going to be done. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
Right? Sounds
all
nice.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
I hope things are a bit sorted.
Yeah, everything will be fine if we can get on it. Just let me, keep me advised, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to go, if your people, whoever you or your team can give me, you know, after a chapter, you know, let me see it. Let me see how the writing is going. If there's any changes, then I could make a change or guide somebody a different way.
It is usually done like that. Once we're done with the ghostwriting, we send the chapter, you know, like chapter by chapter. We don't just usually publish the book like that. It's just that we'll just send you a chapter, and then you will review it, and then you will let us know if it's fine. And if, you know, things are, the chapter needs amend, we're going to do it, because that's our job, right? So you don't need to worry about it. Yes. Okay, Rex.
Perfect.
I'm just going to go.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem, Rex. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.